Listener Production.
Hi, I'm James Royce with a news briefing. The Queensland town of Billawilla is rejoicing at confirmation that a Tamil family of asylum seekers will be able to return. After 4 years of immigration and then community detention, the federal government has today confirmed the Muruguppan family can head back to the community that they call home. Banana Shire Mayor Nev Ferrier says it's the news the region's been waiting for.
Yeah, my word. Yeah. You know, there's been a bit of talk for a couple of days, and I heard the Prime Minister speaking this morning saying they were going to release a, you know, what they're going to do. So people have been looking forward to it all day.
To an unfolding emergency where four Royal Flying Doctor Service aircraft are responding to a boating accident in the remote WA Kimberley region. More than 20 people have been injured when their tour boat capsized at the famous Horizontal Falls tourist attraction. They'll be airlifted to Perth and Broome. The opposition has accused the Prime Minister of lying to workers through his submission to increase the minimum wage. Albo told us before the election he'd be lobbying for a 5.1% increase to the award, but he's today confirmed there are no numbers in the submission that he's lodged. The Liberals' Peter Dutton says workers can feel betrayed.
Mr Albanese promised workers, and he said absolutely he would support a 5.1% increase in wages during the election campaign, and he's now broken that promise.
And the family, friends and former teammates of cricketer Andrew Symonds have farewelled the all-rounder at his funeral in Townsville today.
Listener.